Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina was all dressed up for the prom and then brought the absolutely ugliest date it could find. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Before the game Saturday night, you would never have believed the Smith Center is 27 years old. The building was jammed to the rafters with exciting fans. The lights dimmed, the spotlights shined, and the fancy scoreboards had the capacity crowd at a fever pitch, especially after a way-overdone senior game ceremony with the managers and walk-ons all getting roses along with Dexter Strickland. Then Duke in its menacing black uniform scored on its first six possessions while the Tar Heels were turning it over three times and missing three shots, causing Roy Williams to maybe call the earliest timeout in his coaching career, trailing at home on senior night to Duke 14-0. 5 minutes remained in the game after P.J. Hairston hit Carolina's only three-pointer of the night before the Heels got the deficit back down to the 14 they spotted Duke to start. The Blue Devils are better, clearly, at just about every position. This was supposed to be their year, and it still may be now that Ryan Kelly is back. And they stunk it up on their senior night in Durham last season against a much better UNC team. This game was a letdown only in the way it began and because the Tar Heels had shown so much improvement and promise over the last six victories. But Duke made them look like the team of December and January, seemingly having every answer on both ends of the floor. You can say that Duke shot 70% in the first half while Carolina shot 27 and kissed it off to a bad night. But it was more than that. Hairston took the Tar Heels' first shot from halfway to Durham, maybe thinking, well, we've been hot lately, let's just keep it up. Meanwhile, Duke had Carolina's small lineup scouted so well that Coach K and his staff were recognizing every defensive matchup and calling every play from the bench as the Devils crossed half court. They had the Heels beaten on virtually every set, turning them timid on defense and frustrating the capacity crowd. So where is Carolina anyway? Back to where it played more ugly games early in the season, or suffering a setback in its recent recovery? I think it's a combination of both and will likely provide Williams with valuable teaching moments heading into the postseason. The Tar Heels aren't as pretty as they've looked lately, but certainly not as ugly as they played at their senior prom. This is Archansky. See ya.